The Haines Assembly delays action on a police service area and excise tax proposal. And the NTSB has completed its investigation into a 2015 Lynn Canal plane crash, but it's still unclear why the plane went down. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. A rollover vehicle accident at one of Skagway's tour companies left multiple people injured today. Borough Manager Scott Hahn says the incident happened in Dyea and up to 20 people were involved. No more information about the accident was available by the time of this report. KHNS will continue to update this story as we receive more information. The Haines Assembly postponed decisions on two of the most controversial items on its Tuesday agenda, a new community safety service area and excise taxes on tobacco and marijuana. KHNS's Emily Files has a rundown from the meeting.
Haines residents will not decide this October whether to expand local police jurisdiction through a wider area of the borough. The prospect of establishing a new community safety service area became complicated, so the assembly decided to postpone it indefinitely. Here's Heather Lendy.
It just became way more complex than we are prepared to make any decision on right now.
The service area proposal is a mechanism to provide police coverage to areas of Haines outside of the town site. It's a response to the Alaska State Troopers closing its Haines post. The new service area would expand Haines police jurisdiction to areas left in limbo by the trooper departure. The assembly was originally en route to get the service area question on the October 3rd ballot, but that is no longer the plan. The issue will go to committee for further vetting. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel suggested the committee try to finish its work on the service area question by January, so the borough can schedule a special election if needed. The assembly members continued to disagree on whether to levy excise taxes on marijuana and tobacco. Sean Mady continued to protest the tax on marijuana. There are five Haines pot business applications pending with the state.
With this amendment, we would specifically be taxing the new businesses in Haines.
The assembly did agree that the marijuana and tobacco taxes should not be merged together. The body voted to direct staff to make two separate ordinances. That means the tax proposals will need to go through additional public hearings before the assembly decides their fate. A suggested ballot question that would amend Haines' charter died at Tuesday's meeting. The question would have altered the charter to say that only the borough manager serves at the pleasure of the assembly. Right now, it gives the assembly power over the manager, clerk, chief fiscal officer, and attorney. But what that means isn't clearly defined. The assembly has the ability to fire those officers, but it doesn't play a consistent role in evaluations. Here's Ron Jackson.
One thing I would like to see is to have us have more oversight in the officers' evaluations. And so I would move to direct the manager to come up with a policy that ensured that the assembly was part of the evaluation of officers.
That motion passed with only Tom Morfitt opposed. He said the assembly doesn't need to play a role in every evaluation of the officers in question.
I don't need to be critiquing the officers of the borough, but I do believe it's important that we ultimately have the power to let go a borough officer because of the enormous power they wield.
This means three items that had the potential to make it on the October 3rd election ballot will not. The charter amendment was rejected, the excise taxes are going through more hearings, and the police service area was sent to committee. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
In November of 2015, a private plane crashed near Eldred Rock in the Lynn Canal. The crash injured four Haines residents who swam to shore to save themselves. An investigation into the incident is now complete, but it's still unclear why the plane went down. It's been more than a year and a half since pilot Mike Makoviak's plane crashed into the cold waters of the Lynn Canal, injuring him and three passengers. Still, the National Transportation Safety Board doesn't know exactly what happened. A final report from the group determined the probable cause to be a loss of engine power due to fuel exhaustion. It also cites the pilot's decision to continue the flight after seeing his fuel gauges were close to zero. In November 2015, Haines resident Makoviak, his wife Martha, their son Nick, and friend Victoria Hansen left Juneau in a Cessna 180 bound for Haines. But the plane did not reach its destination. According to the NTSB investigation, the aircraft descended into the Lynn Canal about 23 miles southeast of Haines. Makoviak told the NTSB he noticed both of the plane's fuel gauges were reading zero partway into the flight. He told the safety board he'd left Juneau with sufficient fuel to complete the trip. Makoviak believed an electrical malfunction was causing the gauges to show an inaccurate reading. He says the engine continued to run normally, so he chose to continue to Haines. He also told the NTSB he never smelled fuel inside the plane. Soon after, the plane's engine lost all power and Makoviak was unable to restart it. He told the NTSB he couldn't find a safe place to land on the beach, so he decided to ditch the plane in the water. Everyone on board was able to get out and swim to shore, where they were later rescued. They all survived but suffered hypothermia. Martha Makoviak suffered the most severe injury and spent a couple weeks in a Seattle hospital. She spoke with KHNS about the crash after her recovery at the end of 2015.
I was swimming mostly on my back, and I kept turning around to see how much further I had to go. And there was a bigger swell than I expected, and that kept washing over me. And that whole time I was just praying the whole time, Lord, I'm not ready to die, not yet, please.
The NTSB could not determine why the fuel exhaustion and subsequent loss of engine power occurred. The final report says it's likely the fuel system was compromised, but that could not be confirmed. The plane sunk into the water and has not been recovered. The safety board says if it is ever found, there will be further investigation. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.
The following is a listener commentary and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Canal Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff.
This is Gershon Cohen. I've never been a member of a union, but have always supported the right of others to organize for their own benefit and protection. Unfortunately, like every human-created institution, unions can be manipulated for political purposes. Case in point, the Political Action Committee of the Municipal Employees Union 71, which calls itself the Support League. The union filed a grievance against Tom Morfitt for acting like a journalist and not an assembly member when he mentioned the names of the officers for whom complaints were lodged by the public. What he did was wrong, and the union wanted him to admit it was wrong and be censured by the assembly. Fair enough. Both requests were fulfilled, and that should have been the end of it. But the PAC wasn't ethically or legally bound by the union's position, and they are now running ads that call for Tom's recall, ignoring that a recall is supposed to be about the specific allegations listed in the recall petition. I do not believe, as alleged, that there was a conflict of interest for Tom to discuss the police spotter or to speak with another assembly member about a public issue. The recaller's new strategy is to throw mud everywhere and hope some sticks. Witness last week's CBN ad that alleged Heather should be recalled because she supposedly yelled in the borough office. I've been disappointed by assembly member decisions for decades, but I don't support abusing state election law to try and change the votes I didn't like. As someone who truly appreciates our democratic institutions and values civil discourse, I will vote no in this recall election. If you disagree with an assembly member's decisions, vote for someone else if they run for another term, or run for office yourself and prove you can do a better job. This is Gershon Cohen.
The preceding remarks are the personal view of the commentators and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lincoln L Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff. KHNS welcomes the submission of responsible commentaries by our listeners. Please come by the studio, call us at 983-2853 or 766-2020, or go online for a copy of the commentary guidelines at khns.org under Listener Submissions.